homage to Sakyamuni Buddha, homage to His Holiness Lama Achuk, homage to His Holiness Gyalwe Nyugu Rinpoche. Let's raise bodhicitta to benefit countless suffering sentient beings. May all beings have happiness and all the causes of happiness. May they be free from suffering and all the causes of suffering. May they never be separated from the great happiness, devoid of suffering. And may they forever dwell in the great equanimity, free from attachment and aversion. Welcome back, everybody. And today we're going to talk about the concept of samsara. And this really comes about because of our grasping to an I and our attachment to a truly existing I and our dualistic mind. As a result of this, the five poisons arise, including ignorance, which is ignorance, attachment, aversion, pride, and jealousy, which create our negative karma with which we act in our body, speech, and mind. Or else the 10 virtuous actions, which then also create positive karma. And then all of these actions of our body, speech, and mind, they store or they leave imprints in our mind stream, in our laya. And this continues or stays in our mind stream, which is continuous. And then, as we discussed with cause and effect, is that when the right causes and conditions come together with those imprints in our mind stream, then the result manifests. And we have cause and effect. And the effect is either these experiences that we have where we have dukkha, which is feelings of discontentment, discomfort, unhappiness, or feelings of happiness or joy. And all these karmic seeds or these imprints that are being left behind in our continuous mind stream then continues us perpetuating in this circling of samsara. And we are always living in an experience of the six different realms. And this we've been experiencing for countless lifetimes. The only problem is that we don't remember them. So we may have gone from the hell realms to an animal life, from an animal life to the god realm, to a human realm. But we would be circling between those six realms and never leaving these six realms. And what are the six realms? Is the hell realms, the hungry ghost realms, the animal realm, the human realm, the realm of the asuras, and the realm of the gods. And this also perpetuates in the sense that as some karmic causes and conditions ripen, we have the effect. But in the time that we're having the effect, our actions, our behavior are also planting new karmic seeds, which will then be the cause for future positive or negative karma. And so this is a perpetuating a continual scenario. And if we really observe our mind, you'll see that it never really stops working. Maybe it stops for a very short time, a few moments, maybe maximum a few minutes. But our mind, although we rest our body, our mind very seldom rests. If we really just observe our mind, maybe we take a rest, we sit down for a while to relax, and our body's relaxing. But after a few moments or a few minutes, we start thinking about something. Something that still needs to be done, something that happened with somebody. Maybe it was a really pleasant event. Maybe it was a really unhappy event. Sometimes we get involved with fantasies that we find ourselves giggling to ourselves. We have a lot of humor in them. And sometimes these fantasies can be a little bit dark and unhappy and cause us to feel unhappy. Sometimes even that we are sitting there and nobody's done anything to us, but we find that we have tears in our eyes and we're feeling unhappy. And these thoughts that are arising, it's not so easy for us to stop them. We might think, oh, stop thinking about this. I really don't feel like this. Maybe we've got some anxiety or some worry. But within a few moments, unconsciously, we've entered into that pattern of thinking again. So often it is that we really don't have any significant control in being able to stop what we're thinking as well. And this continues as well into our sleep. It doesn't stop just when we're in our waking hours. It carries on in our sleep. It continues at the time of our death. And it carries on in the bardos as well. Now, if you think about at the time of death, how many people's minds just completely stop working. You think about people at the time of death, they might be thinking of many things. And those things that they're thinking about as well, will they be able to control what they're thinking? Maybe they're experiencing some anxiety towards death or some fear of death. That's going to be very difficult unless they have some kind of specific mind training that they'll be able to control and let go of what they're thinking or worrying about. And the bardos is that stage between when we've died and this physical body has died and the next body takes or is formed. The general guideline is that from death until the next rebirth is around 49 days, but this can really differ greatly or vastly depending on respective beings' karma. And in the state in between, the mind is also working continuously. And in this state, it can also be very difficult because they say that in this state, the mind is working so much faster than when we are in our normal life because it is not bound by the body anymore. And so from this, we understand that the mind is continuous. And what is the root cause of this forming of the karma and perpetuating in samsara is this mind that is used to the concept of a truly existing self. So we have this self-clinging. We have attachment to the five aggregates. And what are the five aggregates really? It's really what they use in Buddhism to say how a human or what constructs a human. And briefly, what are these five aggregates? The first is form. This is like our body or our body parts. The second is feeling. These are these positive or negative or neutral feelings that we have. Things may be pleasant or painful, or we don't really have any feeling about them. You could say it's this aspect of our mind that discriminates, that clings onto things or grasps onto things or rejects things. Clings onto those things that it likes and rejects those things which it perceives to not like. And the third is perception. And these are our five senses, our taste, smell, hearing, sight, and smell. And the sixth one is the mental state. This is the mind of ideas that labels things and sometimes labels things incorrectly, misconceives them. And the fourth is volition. This is the part that with which we act. This may be where we actually enter or act with body, speech, or mind according to some kind of emotion or some thought. And the fifth is the conscious mind, or what they call consciousness. And this is the alaya, or what we might maybe say as simple awareness. And if we put all of these aggregates together, then we get what we call a human being. It's also good to know that we can train these various aspects, these various aggregates through meditation or other mind training.